Now, let's talk about exercise because this is really important. Setting time aside each day to take exercise will help you become far more productive in every way. Even just getting up from your desk for a couple of minutes every hour to stretch your muscles can have great effect on your focus and your energy levels, and it can increase your energy and focus. You can get a lot more done and a lot more quickly and far more easily because when your mind is crystal clear, amazing things will become possible for you. But on the other hand, if you generally feel quite sluggish a lot of the time, then there's very little you can achieve. How we feel has a dramatic effect on what we can do. So even just getting up from your desk every hour and taking gentle exercises like Qigong, as well as more strenuous exercises a few times a week, can have enormous effects on how quickly and how easily you become empowered, happy, and successful. Also, what you eat is really, really important, and how much water you drink. Are you eating food that gives you energy, life force, and clear thinking? Or are you poisoning your body with all sorts of food and drink that literally saps your energy and makes you feel groggy? Now, only you can answer this, but it's something to consider very, very deeply. After all, we only get 24 hours each day, and if you want to become outrageously successful and achieve everything you truly yearn for in life, then it is really important that you seriously consider improving your overall energy, vitality, and clarity of mind in every way that you can. And when you do this, you'll make more progress than you could ever imagine. What was difficult before now becomes easy, and you'll have a renewed energy and enthusiasm for life. Exercise gives you clarity of mind, it gives you a faster ability to think, and it gives you more energy and far greater efficiency. Now, a moment ago, I mentioned the importance of regular 2 to 3 minute breaks from your work throughout your workday, and ideally, you should take a break every 45 to 90 minutes and either walk around for a couple of minutes or do some gentle exercises. And this will mean that you can return to your work with more energy, more clarity of mind, and even greater focus. And science tells us that for most people, our ability to focus only lasts about 90 minutes. So try not to go beyond the 90-minute focus window if at all possible. And a great way to do this, a great way to remind yourself to do this, is to set a reminder on your phone to ring every 90 minutes. And one type of exercise that will really invigorate you is to do simple Qigong exercises. And it's very, very straightforward to do this. And there are 6 phases to this Qigong exercise. But they're really easy to understand, and it's very quick to do each one of them. So firstly, you make both of your hands into a cup shape, and you lift your left leg off the ground, and you tap with both cupped hands on each side of your ankle at the same time. And gradually, keep tapping your way up both sides of your leg, up to your knee, and right the way up your leg to the very, very top. And the whole process should take only around 10 to 15 seconds. So you don't need to go too slowly. Next, swap over and do exactly the same for your right leg. And phase two of this exercise is when you have completed this, cup your right hand and hold your left arm straight out in front of you with your palm pointing downwards. Now, start tapping with your right cupped hand, starting at the fingers of your left hand, working your way up your arm to your shoulder and also the back of your shoulder. So you do this over approximately a 20-second period. And then you swap over and do exactly the same with your right arm. You hold it out straight in front of you and with your left hand cupped, start tapping at your fingers and over a 20-second period, gradually make your way up your arm to your right shoulder and the back of your right shoulder. So that's phase two. Now, in phase three, you stretch your left arm out again in front of you and with your right hand cupped, gradually tap from your waist up to under your arm over about a 15 to 20 second period. So that's, you tap from your waist gradually up the left-hand side of your torso up to your left underarm over a 15 to 20 second period. And next you swap over and do exactly the same for the right-hand side of your body. You hold your right arm, stretch outward, palm face down, and start tapping from the waist gradually up to your underarm over a 15 to 20 second period. And phase four of this exercise, you cup both hands once again and tap them over your kidneys, over your kidney in your lower back area for about 10 seconds. And next, you bounce up and down on your toes for about 10 seconds, becoming aware of the new energy in your body, the new additional energy in your body. And finally, stand straight with your legs gently apart and breathe in and out rapidly through your nose for about 20 seconds. And this whole series of Qigong exercises really does only take 2 to 3 minutes, but it gives you a lot more energy and renewed focus and even greater clarity of mind. And if you keep this up throughout the day, it can have enormous effects on your productivity, your enjoyment of your work, and how quickly you reach all of your goals. But I need to warn you here, one of these exercises involves standing on one leg, which may not be suitable for you if you have poor balance or if you're overweight or if you suffer from any condition that makes this exercise a risk for you. Likewise, the breathing exercise that I just shared with you may make you feel a bit dizzy or lightheaded. So it should also be practiced with caution and done very gently at first. And I am not a doctor, and you should always consult a medical professional when considering any new exercise routines. So let's look at strategies for avoiding distractions. I know that I've said this before, but I really need to repeat it again because it's so important to your success. If you want to operate at a higher level of performance than you've ever done before, then you absolutely need to manage the distractions that go on around you. For example, if you work from home, then this may include locking your office door for the first part of each day so you aren't disturbed by your kids or loved ones. And now, of course, if you do this, then it's important that you tell them why you're going to be doing this from now on, obviously. But probably the most important thing of all is to completely eliminate all distractions until mid-morning or until you have completed at least 2 hours of productive work. So please do make sure you do this by turning off your phone, closing down social media, and don't even look at your email until the creative part of your day has been completed. Now, earlier I explained how gratitude acts like a magnet, drawing into our lives the things that we desire, whereas resentment and complaint prevent us from benefiting in so many different ways. What we do in life and why we do it has a direct effect on what happens to us. And everybody wants to be successful and live a happy life of meaning and purpose. However, those who are just looking for quick money without caring about their customers are only just fooling themselves. Your motive in creating wealth is extremely important. And we really need to ask ourselves why we want to be wealthy and successful. Is it just to satisfy our cravings? Or is there a bigger purpose to what we desire? Is it to help the lives of our customers, our family and society? Or is it just to satisfy our own ego, our insecurities and our need for more? Now, if you look at the lives of highly successful people, in most cases, they're actually very giving people. And they really do care about others. It's almost a written law of the universe that in order to benefit, we must first help other people. So if you want to be highly successful in all that you do, it's really important that you develop the desire to give more than you receive. And those that do this always attract truckloads of raving fans who really want to follow their advice and also to buy from them. So when you develop the desire to really care about your customers, then you have a far greater chance of becoming really successful yourself. So always try to give your customers more in value than they paid you in money. And many years ago, I heard the expression, giving all is gaining all, giving all is gaining all. And I completely agree with this. This is a really true saying, giving all is gaining all. If we want to receive, then we must first give. And I mentioned the secret at the beginning of this program. And the core of the secret is ask and you will receive. But more correctly, it should have been give and you will receive. But this is not just giving in order to receive. That, in effect, is a way of trying to trick the universe into giving what you desire, and it really won't work so well. What I'm saying here is that it is important to gradually develop a greater caring spirit in order to be really successful. And the way to develop such a caring spirit is to start taking action immediately. And you can add this development of a caring spirit to your goals and affirmations. But it's even better to also start doing things that bring about that caring spirit. In other words, starting taking actions in your work to go the extra mile and to give more than you have given before. And gradually what you will experience is that your actions will start to bring about a true desire in you for other people's happiness, and you will automatically start to give people more than they expect. It's just another new habit that you can cultivate, and one from which you can benefit enormously. Even if you're already doing this, it's still very important to frequently return to basics and ask yourself if you could do even more for your customers. So what I'm saying here is that you need to make over-deliver your mantra and your motto from now on. And when you develop real care for the people that you're helping and give them more than they expect, then it attracts all sorts of beneficial coincidences, partnerships, joint ventures, and lots of loyal customers into your life. And when you start acting as a powerful catalyst in the lives of the people whom you are serving, then life always supports you too. When you are continually doing things that are significant for the happiness of others, it's like the universe says, hold on a minute, this person is making a real difference. I'd better help him do his job so that he can help even more people. It's a universal principle that when you care more for your clients and go the extra mile, then those whom you support will also help you. And this means far greater success, fulfillment, happiness, and money. So please do start to develop the spirit of giving all is gaining all, and over deliver in everything that you do, and the universe really will over deliver to you too. As I say, the book and the movie The Secret was wrong when it said ask and you will receive. This couldn't be further from the truth, and it's a kind of begging that can only keep you in poverty. It also ignores the fundamentals of what we've explored in detail during this program. In other words, the importance of programming your mind for success, overcoming negative conditioning, creating clear goals and affirmations, creating action lists, taking consistent daily actions, becoming more productive, and giving to others more than they expect. And this program is revealing to you the powerful missing secrets that can totally transform your life. So instead of ask and you will receive, the truth really is give first and you will receive. There is also another wonderful reason why you need to create real value for your customers. When you start to over-deliver, it will have a really positive effect on your own mind and also your subconscious. It will enhance your self-worth. Just the act of giving more than people expect will make you feel a lot better, and you will feel proud of yourself and more generous, which you certainly will be. And as your feelings of self-worth increase, so will your financial wealth and happiness. And this is a law of the universe, and there are no exceptions. Now, not only will this mean that you'll be more financially successful, it will also attract into your life all sorts of new opportunities that you would never have encountered before. Again, please make giving all is gaining all and over-deliver your mantras and your mottos. Now, when I was 15 years old, my cousin died in a road accident. And this had a massive impact on my life, and it led me to start questioning everything. I wanted to know what life was about, why we're here, and what we should be doing while we're here. And for several decades, for almost 40 years, I studied the scientific evidence for life after death in great depth. Now, I'm a born skeptic. I'm very scientifically minded. And in this area, there is a lot of BS, a lot of trash, and a lot of confusion. But amongst muck, there's also nuggets of gold. And during my studies and research into this fascinating topic, I found lots of irrefutable evidence, and there has been lots of scientific research done into the evidence for life after death in quite recent years, and their findings have been astounding. And back in 2002, I appeared on radio and TV many, many, many times, almost 100 times, sharing this evidence, this scientific evidence predominantly for life after death. And although this program is definitely not about life after death, I can assure you that if you research this subject for yourself and dig really deep and skeptically, sifting through all the trash that's out there, you will definitely find nuggets of irrefutable evidence that will show you that life does indeed continue after physical death. Also, what we do during our life and how we live our life really is very important. When you know this for certain, then it can affect everything that you do from this point forwards. And by studying the evidence for life after death, it's highly likely that you will also discover your own unique purpose in life. Now, we all have different talents, abilities, interests, and desires, and we can all contribute something different to the world around us. However, my own research for the past 40 years has led me to conclude that the purpose of life is to learn through experience and help others in any way that we can. I think this is a universal truth. This is the purpose of all human life, to grow and help others grow in any way that we can. And when we really are learning from our experiences and growing and becoming wiser and more compassionate human beings, while at the same time assisting others in their own unique path, then we are truly fulfilling our mission as a human being. So becoming aware of your true purpose and taking action to carry it through will lead to deep fulfillment in your life. And this leads us on to happiness and how to develop a life that's really happy and fulfilled. And this is extremely important. Becoming happy is actually the most important thing we can achieve during our life. And becoming happy is not something that comes about by chance. Even though most people don't understand this, becoming happy is something that we have total control over. But there are really two kinds of happiness: superficial happiness and true happiness. So let's look at the first of these. Superficial happiness is what most people understand as happiness, but it's very unstable and can change in a moment. And superficial happiness is the sort of happiness we experience when something wonderful happens to us. It's very dependent on something great happening, and we don't have much control over it. Also, the truth is, it's very often short-lived, even though it's very pleasant. Now, one example of this might be when we become financially wealthy or truly successful. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that wealth and success are not important for happiness. Everything that contributes to your well-being, your freedom, and your ability to do what you want to is really important. But what I'm saying here is that there have been innumerable cases of people becoming incredibly wealthy, deeply successful, but who inside feel miserable and desolate. So superficial happiness is based on external circumstances, which can and do change over time, and often in an instant.